Kino scratched his head. Working for over 2,400 Centaurian ring rotations in time to fix the system's glitch of the mothership Titan One. He was about to quit and get some rest. After putting in long hours recalculating every problem he could think of to bring the system back online, he reached over to power down into auto mode to save fuel. A burst of lights blazed across the ship's panel.
Yes, sir. Captain Norhan, quick, look at this, sir,
Kino exclaimed.
We are receiving mass distress signals from planet Earth. They are coming in by the thousands. It's difficult to keep up.
Captain Norhan and the other officers on the bridge rushed to the communication console and observed the frenzied light show. The Galaxy Information Screen, GIS, jumped to life as the crew of Titan One viewed what might be the beginning of the apocalypse of Earth. Many rings earlier. All appeared quiet as the formidable mothership of the Centaurian Empire, Titan One, the model of stealth incarnate, patrolled the perimeter of the Andromeda Galaxy. The spaceship's presence was the only intrusion infringing upon the tranquility of the night. With its sleek, angular construction, lack of vertical surfaces, and its newest secret weapon, Titan One's new technology made it impossible for enemies of the Centaurian Empire to detect. However, on closer inspection, one could see the illusion of pulsating, twinkling stars moving in a rhythmically slow and lethal dance pattern against the infinity of space, cloaking the exterior. If the invisible spaceship's shield lifted, Titan One, the most powerful and lethal mothership in the galaxy, blazed bad news headlines to the unexpected intruder, much too late for the enemy to react or defend. Kino, the communication officer and inventor of the Observation Mind Neurons in Space, or Omnis 3 computer, had searched for hours to discover the glitch blocking the incoming communication. He was, in reality, flying the spaceship, since a malfunction had rendered the Omnis 3 useless for the first time since its creation hundreds of Centaurian rings past. Sweeping his long raven hair from his face, Kino hoped for a more unobstructed view to help him zero in on the problem. His intense almond eyes, swollen like cherries, squinted in protest. He checked and rechecked the readings of the Spiral BC's memory since it had become non-operative and silent. The other officers kept busy, reading their instrument panels and mapping coordinates into the galaxy information system. Without warning, every light on the Titan One control panel, which covered the entire width of the starboard, flashed with neon colors. Omnis 3 showed unidentified spiral memory chips, downloading onto the hard drive, bypassing the brain chip's computer's capturing and filtering components, making it difficult to identify its point of origination. The mysterious SMCs continued sending masses of data, creating swirls of light streaming around the dials. Sparks shot out like electric eels dodging the sword of Damocles. Masses of electrical tentacles holding dangerous amounts of energy wound in unusual patterns and formed a stranglehold on the equipment. A deformed impression appeared within the hologram, capturing double helix molecular shapes of a distorted double-stranded DNA quivering molecule, leaving colored streams in their wake. The unit jumped to life, cramming Omnis 3 with the communication from an unknown source. Kino let out a hair-raising shout of victory. His fingers flew across the keypad, typing commands to identify the incoming source. He adjusted the memory intake screen's view of the streaming SMCs and rerouted the feed into the BC capture module. The crew of Titan One watched as wave after wave of Spiral BC memories flooded into the system. The crew's minds involuntarily cemented on the visual data, with every eye glued to the screen in disbelief as the historical accounts from over the ages unfurled, showcasing the bizarre events and the mysterious pattern of chaos and decline on planet Earth.